I'm doing pretty good.
Well, welcome to Houston's Biggest Morning Shows. I'm the Mad Hatter, that guy that was in contact with you is J-Mac. That's Jimbo over there and the rest of the crew. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Kane, you've become this super internet sensation and celebrity around the world because of the way you dumped your girlfriend. How's this new introduction to fame been treating you?
I mean, it's just been crazy. I mean, just the amount of, I guess you could say female attention on Twitter-wise. I mean, it's been crazy. Wait. Did you say y'all are coming live from Houston?
We're in Houston, Texas, bro.
Okay, I've always wanted to say this, but I'm coming to you live from Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. I had to say that real quick. I've always wanted to say it, and I've actually got you right now. But, all right, yeah, back to the X. I mean, the fame, it's just been nuts. I mean, I haven't been expecting all this. I was just posting for a couple friends. Then it blew up, and then everything just went crazy.
Ken, you sound like you're having a great time. Here's a guy, regular guy, going to school, mind his business, girl cheats on him, loses a best friend in the process, and now has national attention and girls coming at him left and right.
We made it. Big shout out to my ex for making all this happen. Big shout out to her for cheating on me and my best friend. That's a big shout out. Yeah.
Kane, I have to ask you, what have your parents been saying about all this?
See, my parents are just as crazy as I am. So they're like, if you're going to, after they heard the whole situation about what happened, they're like, you know what? As crazy as I am, they always thought that I was going to, like, be famous, whether it's for comedy-wise or doing something dumb or I don't know. They always thought that, so they just kind of expecting this to happen. So they're, like, pretty chill with it. They're, like, got my back and everything. Like,
the girl of the story, this doesn't make her look like a very nice person. Has she tried to contact you and a little angry with you about all this?
Oh, I mean, yeah, she's pretty mad. But she blocked my number, but I actually saw her at Publix a couple days ago. We had a confrontation. She came up to me. I mean, this was as awkward as it gets. I mean, none of us are saying a word. But you can just, like, cut the awkward in the air with a knife, and what I start doing, I start making bird noises, just ka-kah, in the middle of Publix in front of this, and she just, like, looks at me, and we both awkwardly walk away from each other, and that was the last time I saw her, and will have any contact with her for the rest of my life.
Now, what about your best friend? Has he tried to contact you and say, hey, dude, I made a mistake?
Yeah, but I ain't about that life. I haven't even responded to him. It ain't even worth it right now. I'm not even trying that.
Kane, what's the next move for you at this point?
Comedy shows and, like, TV shows have, like, hit me up saying to come on the show and stuff, but I don't know. I guess I'll just ride out the fame while it lasts for the next couple hours.
Kay, are you already out of school and graduating and going to college, or are you still in high school?
Yeah, I graduated. I'm hitting up college now.
Okay, where are you going to school?
Kennesaw State University, yeah.
Well, good luck to you on that, man. With all the fame you got right now, I'm sure you're going to get you a nice little hottie soon as possible.
That's right. Thanks, man.
Kane, congratulations again, bro. You made it.